I'm CJ.
And this is Harry Potter Movie Minutes,
the podcast where two friends break down the movies of the Wizarding World in excruciating detail and obnoxious commentary.
Thanks for listening.
Oh, hello, hi.
Hi.
Okay.
Hi. We are doing a thing.
I type my notes.
That's so, I'm so proud of you.
I am grown. I can do this. Except there's a lot of all caps.
Yeah. I did that a lot in the beginning too.
A lot of asterisks.
Like, I have all of my notes typed in one document from like all 8 seasons now.
Aww.
It is currently 222 pages.
Holy shit. And one word I just saw is fuck with 909 views. So this should be good. This is gonna be a good chunk. Okay, you ready?
Okay.
All right, so let's climb in. I just said, okay, so the battle is now getting underway, basically. It's kind of where we left off was McGonagall brought the statues to life. And then, so now it's, they're kind of, I want to say, I almost said they're on the front steps. They're not, they're like on the steps of the, what am I talking about? The garden path? What?
Courtyard.
Courtyard. Is that where they are, right?
Yeah, which is where the entrance hall is now.
Oh.
I think I talked in the last episode about
that YouTube video.
That YouTube video. And like after watching that, like every time there's an external shot of the castle in later films, I'm a little irritated.
Because everything's moved.
Because everything's moved and we don't really have a proper entrance. Like in the book, there are multiple references to them like throwing open the doors of the entrance hall and like running out across the grounds. And that's like physically impossible.
Yeah. I don't think we have that. No.
We don't have that. But yes, okay. they're standing on essentially the entrance to the castle.
That's what I went with. I'm like, stairs entryway? I don't know. But anyway, now we're watching Professor Flitwick and then Slughorn, and then as well as Molly Weasley casting protective spells over the castle to form this like kind of cool looking dome. What'd you think of it?
Did we want this to be more grand? Not the dome specifically. I want them to be casting this with more vigor. Like they all feel like they're just kind of standing there like,
Yeah, it should be very like desperate. It should be very like super powerful.
Maxima.
Like, yes, maybe they're tired.
Which, and I'm sure they are. I just want like, I don't know. I'm imagining like Flitwick casting this out the window as he is in the book. And like muttering in tongues, and I don't think he's muttering in tongues in the book, but like I don't know, I'm just imagining this being a little more like va 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 voom, like
like spells they wouldn't typically ever use. This is a life or death situation. Like these should be exciting and impactful instead of just kind of you're right. They're just kind of spoken, and then the dome happens.
Like it feels like a directing choice more than an acting choice because all of them are kind of doing that, and I don't know if it's meant to be like.
Solemn
or like staring into the inevitable or like being face to face with the reality that they're all about to die.
That'd be, but like I said, but then even then you'd be kind of, I don't know.
Yeah. I will say the effect of the dome around the castle, like it's like it repels dementors at one point.
Yeah. I said that. I'm like, I think they're driving out the dementors too.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. It's like I said last week, I just want more. I want more.
I know. We're not going to get it. I'm so sorry. So
Gnar. We should.
Gnar. Are you on a ship?
Getting started. That's a whole tangent that we do not have time for today.
Okay. So now back inside the castle, we see Luna chasing Harry. I said, up our favorite spiral staircase.
Yeah, where did all these kids come from?
Sir, I'm going to ask that for the next several chunks because there's just so many kids just running amok.
And why are they still just running amok? Like, why haven't they gotten to wherever they're going?
Yep. Nope. I think they just said, here, kids, run around back and forth in complete chaos.
Oh, that's fully what they did.
But it doesn't make any sense. And it's just, for this time watching it, I'm like, this is distracting. Like, I don't want this. I want them. They could be alone in this castle doing this mission. That'd be fine. I don't need to see these kids running around panicked. I don't need it.
Yeah, they basically are in the book.
Yeah.
They basically are alone in the castle doing this.
Yes, which was fine. I didn't need the chaos until later when the battle actually begins. Like, No. Anyway, so Luna's chasing him, saying she needs to speak to him. I do like that. It's kind of cute. She finally raises her cute little quiet voice and snaps at him. Harry Potter, you need to listen to me. She's cute.
Yeah. Bless Luna.
Bless Luna. She always wants to be black.
Okay, I'm jumping ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Just that he's not going to find the diadem on his own. He needs to talk to somebody who's dead. I wrote again. I'm sorry. Where are all of these students going?
Where are they going? Like, where are they off to as if they know exactly where to find her? Like, why do they know right where the gray lady's going to be?
Okay. Yeah. I said, but we hold on. We have to wait. We have to quickly, we have to slowly stop and walk and look out of the window for a little bit because we have our favorite staring out of the window time. She comments on the battle very important. Something. I'm like, oh my God, we don't have time for this. Spell shield comes down around the castle. I said, in front of the stone statue soldiers, I said, I don't love that they're stone.
I guess I did imagine them more as suits of armor when I read it.
Yeah.
And suits of armor are regularly mentioned in the books. Like they sing carols during Christmas and Pete hides in them and inserts dirty lyrics.
Right.
Or they like shine them up before the Triwizard tournament.
Yeah. Or they put, I thought they even put candles in them at Christmas or something.
That could be too. Yeah.
Yeah. So the fact that there's stone in this, I'm like, I just don't love it.
It feels a little Lord of the Rings-y. I don't know why. Why does it make me think of Lord of the Rings?
Because it's a lot of soldiers like lined up. And it's like a battle from Lord of the Rings. It does feel like that. But they just, I don't know. They didn't do it for me. And they're, I don't know. I don't like them. I'm just going to say that. I don't like them.
That's fair.
So Luna tells Harry that he needs to go, I wrote slowly, find her alone. So he goes down this long corridor, I said again, with our favorite leaves floating around. So maybe we're outside?
Where are they? Yeah, where are they?
So the same thing, I'm like, I don't know where we are. But yeah, he finds her directly, approaches the Grey Lady with some kind of odd dialogue. You're the Grey Lady, the ghost of Ravenclaw Tower.
Yes, woman we've never seen before. We recognize you immediately and know who you are.
Well, that's what we've talked about this, like another movie trope they do. This is who you are. I'm telling you who you are. So the audience knows who you are. Like, thanks.
I'm telling you and everyone else who you are.
Yeah, thanks. Got it. She's immediately annoyed and says, I do not answer to that name. I'm like, how often are people talking to you? Anyway, he apologizes and calls her by her real name, Helena Ravenclaw. Right, because Rowena is his mom. The mom.
Yeah,
her
mom. Which he doesn't even know in the book, if I remember correctly.
No, I think she tells him at this moment, I'm the daughter of Rowena. Yes. Yeah, you're right.
But like, we cover a lot of ground really quickly here.
So
like, I have so many questions. Like, are she a Luna besties? Like,
please.
Does she befriend the like weird kids in Ravenclaw? Like, I could see a teacher or supervisor or mascot or whatever you want to call it. I guess in my high school we had advisors.
Yeah,
they didn't fucking advise us on shit, but we had like one class meeting a year where they stood up at the front and were like, you should think about your future. I didn't live in the South. I don't know what that voice was, but here we are.
Say, oh boy.
Also, does like no one else ever acknowledge her?
And how did, did Luna send you in the school of hundreds of kids? Did she send you?
How does she immediately know that he's after the diadem? Like, yeah.
I said that.
Is that the only reason people talk to you?
Like, yeah. But Luna's kind.
Okay, sorry, I'm jumping ahead.
Unlike so many of the others. No, it's a dumb scene that I just was like, I really hated it. And I was like, that's right. I don't like this like very quick Deus Ex ghostina. She just happens to help the plot so quickly. Like, wow, we know Deus exactly. Ghost. Okay, it's not great. Not a great one, but you get it. But I did laugh because I don't think I've forgotten a lot of this movie. I cannot help you. I said, then she whooshes through Harry. I said, why exactly? This felt rude.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're just going to fly through him and we're going to pretend nothing happened. Like, we don't talk about it. We don't. She just flies right through him and they they go about their merry way.
I'm like, all right. So after she whooshes through Harry, he tells her that he wants to destroy it. I said, hey, that this is all we get. That's it. Not the backstory of the diadem. Not how Voldemort had it in the first place. Like, she just makes it sound like he, as a teenager, got the information out of her.
Yes.
To get it. That's not what happened. It might have been. He might have gotten the information while he was at school, but he got it in Albania or whatever, right? From the tree where she'd hidden it. Yeah.
Yes.
We get none of that. Don't worry about it.
No.
I said it was such a cool little story about the diadem and the Bloody Baron, but no.
Yeah. I mean, that whole backstory of like how she and the Bloody Baron died. Yeah. And now they're like locked in eternity together. For those of you listening who haven't read the books, Helena was Rowena Ravenclaw's daughter. She stole her mother's diadem for a couple of different reasons that we don't really need to dive into. Essentially, she took it because she wanted to be as smart as her or make her less smart. It's the whole thing. Rowena sent the Baron after Helena, who had fled when she stole it. The Baron like tried to get Helena to come back because he loved her, and their confrontation got violent and he accidentally killed her, and then he killed himself as a result. And that's why he wears the chains around him as like, what is that? Penance?
Yeah.
For his sins in life. But no, instead we just get like this bratty girl.
Yeah, who's very bratty. You got something clinking on your side?
My radiator.
Ah. Sorry. I was like, it sounds like it's doing something. Yeah, it's a very, she's yes. just snotty and she's just crazy. I didn't enjoy her. So now we cut, she just hesitates, and we cut the scene over to the Death Eaters all gathered on a cliff overlooking Hogwarts with Voldemort at the front. He remarks that they never learn. What they never learn isn't super clear, but okay.
No, also like they had an hour. Like, has an hour passed already? All he's done is run around and talk to Helena.
Oh, it does not feel like an hour.
It does not feel like an hour should have passed. And I'm sorry, I'm going to harp on this. Does it bother no one else that this fucking viaduct has completely moved? Like, where all of these statues are lined up? That viaduct was never like out to a piece of land. It was connecting two wings of the castle before. And now it has completely moved.
Oh, God.
And we just pretend like it's always been there. And now it's canon. It's used in the Fantastic Beasts films.
Oh, God.
As like this entryway to the castle. And
no.
It was literally only moved for this moment, for this battle.
I gotta watch this YouTube video.
You do. I need to send it to you.
Please do.
Because like, I've noticed that viaduct moving in the past and being like, this was never here before. But the level of detail that this guy goes into, I've shouted him out enough. I need to actually look this up now. Hold on.
Okay, please. And I can link it in our...
Give him some credit.
Because we've commented about this for several movies.
Yeah.
Like, why is this here now? Where did that come from? What happened to the giant clock?
That's still there.
It is? Okay.
It's just another courtyard.
Sure.
Fairly new, maybe not new channel. When does it say he joined? Joined September of 2020. But maybe a little niche. He has about 300,000 views total on his channel. So people go and check out Hogwarts Expert on YouTube. He has a lot of really interesting videos about Hogwarts Castle specifically. He built Hogwarts Castle in Minecraft.
Hmm.
Some really cool stuff over there, including harping on the changes.
God bless.
To the castle between movies, not just different from the books in the movies, but different from film to film. Really, really, really fascinating. And he talks at length about how this viaduct has moved.
Okay.
And it fucking drives me nuts.
Good. Well, good. I'm glad somebody else knows. It's not just us going crazy.
Yeah, we're not. I mean, he has a whole YouTube channel dedicated just to that. So we're not crazy.
Well, not any more crazy than others. So it's kind of weird. It feels like, so I think it was Thickness asked Voldemort if they should wait. I'm like, well, if it's been the hour, why would we? Anyway, and Voldemort just says to begin, and they start to bombard the castle with spells.
Yeah. This like Roman candle looking shit.
Again, it didn't feel, yeah, like you said, it doesn't feel as like impactful or dangerous, really. Just like pew pew lights. Lights are falling. I'm like, yeah, okay.
In yeah. The lights of me turn to stone. Oh god. No. So that song was a bop of the mid-aughts. Anyway, go on.
Still is. I've never moved on. They start to bombard the castle with spells, cast from the cliff, and we go back inside to Harry chasing after Rowena and explains to her that they have a common goal of getting rid of it. She says he reminds her of a young Tom Riddle and then goes apeshit on him, explaining that he took the diadem and defiled it with dark magic.
Yeah, okay, the ring. Calm the fuck down.
Oh, Lord of the Rings. No?
I was going for the ring.
The ring?
Oh, she gets fucking terrifying there for a minute.
The black eye? Yeah. Well, no, yeah. And Lord of the Rings, too, there's Galadriel, whatever. There's the elf princess, whatever, that she's tempted with the ring. And when she goes, her eyes go black and her hair flies up and she goes all demon or whatever. I'm like,
okay. Oh, that's a better reference. Yeah. Go with
but
that.
But still, it's the same. What are we? We're just knocking shit off. Anyway. So she has a little freak out. Harry pleads with her that he will destroy it if she tells him where it's hidden. She tells him it's here in the castle.
But also, like, Helena, you fucking knew and you didn't know. You didn't do anything about it. You didn't tell anyone.
Right. You could have said, like, can you come destroy this? Yeah.
Like, at any point, you could have said to Dumbledore, like, hey, that guy that everybody's, like, real upset about, yeah, he created a Horcrux and he hid it in the room of recording. Do you want to come and take care of this?
I'm just going to keep that to myself.
I feel like somebody should know.
Yeah.
But, like, God, you really are a piece of shit, aren't you?
She kind of is.
Like, I know that we just said that she's acting like a brat, but yeah, she's being a fucking brat.
Yeah. No, this is my secret. It'll die with me. Okay, here's the problem.
You're already dead.
You're already dead. And that really bad evil guy knows about it and has done something to it. And you know he's done something to it. So I don't know. Speak up, bitch. Anyway, she sucks. Tells him it's here in the castle, in the place where everything is hidden. If you have to ask, you'll never know. If you know, you need only ask. That I liked.
After all that, I'm sorry. You couldn't just tell him.
Let me save you some trouble. It's in the room of requirement.
It's in the room of requirement.
Seventh floor.
Like seventh floor across from the Barnaby, whatever the fuck his name.
Teaching the trolls ballet. Ballerina.
Great.
Ballerina. Right.
Barmy.
Barnabas the bar. I think it's anyway. Barnabas the Barmy. Barmy maybe.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah, that sounds right.
Something like that. Anyway, yeah, she's an asshole. So I did like the line, if you know, you need only ask. I'm like, you know what? That can stay. She whooshes off again. Apparently she just loves to whoosh. As Harry runs down the spiral staircase, I said, again, where was he? Because we see him and Luna stop on that staircase
and go down
to look
the stairs.
Out. Right. But now he's going down them again. I'm like, okay, what the fuck? Are there multiple staircases that look like this? I will watch that YouTube video. Anyway.
Yeah, we need to ask him about the staircases.
Sir. Yeah.
Should have invited him on the pod.
Yeah. Hi, sir. I know. Sorry, we're ending. At the very end.
Since all of our outreach to other Harry Potter channels has gone so well.
So well. Next, we see Kingsley telling Dean to tell McGonagall that he and Remus will handle this side of the castle, and then quickly changes it to maybe a couple more folks because shit is going down. Arthur Weasley and the twins join them as Remus throws out this quote, "It is a quality of one's convictions that determine success, not the number of followers."
Yeah.
Why are we making him a last minute? Thank you. Why are we making him a last minute poet? Like, why are we last minute going, hey, Remus is a great speaker?
I mean, okay, I have to admit, if I was going into a battle where I was almost certainly going to die, I would probably spout some stupid prophetic bullshit as well.
No,
I don't get it. I wouldn't. I would. Wait, we already determined last episode that I would be hiding in Ravenclaw Tower, so I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I take it back.
I'm the top.
No,
so.
I am stuck with, like, not this sweet twin moment.
I wrote, the twins are perched together and I won't even talk about it.
Just before.
I'm not talking about it. I'm not talking about it.
No.
It's really unfair. It's the only death we actually give a shit about. And no, we're not there yet. Now we are outside. It's glazed right past.
Like,
it.
And we just talked about like last episode, Brock brought up Percy's redemption and.
That's right. He and Fred are battling together.
Yeah. And he like screams his name and won't let go of him. And oh my God. Okay. Sorry.
I have goosebumps in my closet. Are you proud of yourself? Do you feel good?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Cry. Anyway, we'll get there. Now we're outside the Chamber of Secrets with Ron and Hermione, where Ron speaks Parseltongue to get the chamber to open and comments, it's because he listened to Harry while he talks in his sleep. I wrote, okay.
Yeah, this has always been a bit of an annoying offshoot for me.
Yeah.
I would have preferred that they just said that the door was still open. Like it never locked.
That would have been actually a lot easier. We left it ajar when we were escaping with our lives.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Harry talks in his sleep. I'm sorry. He speaks parcel tongue in his sleep and enough that you know the word for open.
Yeah.
you can understand it so well. You've even translated it. No. Just leave the fucking door open. I'm with you.
More than like talking in his sleep, I would have taken like that traumatic moment when Harry opened the locket in front of him. Be like, oh yes, I've like replayed that experience in my mind over and over and over again. Like, okay, so you know what he said in that moment.
Oh yeah. Holy shit. He could have just said that. I'm just repeating what Harry did when he opened the locket. Talking in his sleep.
Okay. No.
We don't have time to go down that one.
It's fine. It's fine. Everything's fine.
Now we see that the Quidditch pitch is burning down as Neville is manning the bridge entrance to Hogwarts. Is that the bioduct you're talking about?
No, this is a different one.
That you're talking about the one with the statues on it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Footbridge has always irritated me, but whatever.
Because it just shows up. Anyway.
It was an addition in the third film. It's whatever. Okay.
Now it's really important because Neville's going to defend it. Sure. He watches as a crowd of Death Eaters come running towards the entrance, only to be obliterated by the protective spells around Hogwarts.
Yeah, okay. I gotta say, I love that moment of the men disintegrating as they run through the barrier. That's cool shit. Instead of like comically bouncing off, no, they just immediately turn to ash. Okay, yes, more of that, please.
Yes, that's cool. That shows us the strength of these spells. That's cool. I want more of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I said, then he shouts, yeah, you and whose army? I said, too soon, Neville, too soon.
Too soon. Too soon. Also, like, they literally have an army. It's literally an army.
Whose army? This one. This one. Do you not see all these people with me? All of these
that are here to kill you? Yeah. like you specifically. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't.
Okay. Anyway,
back. So this is just a bunch of jumping around in this chunk. Now we're back in the Chamber of Secrets. Ron pulls a tooth out of the completely decayed basilisk. Oh my God. It's going to be
that thing.
Basilisk's skeleton, and tells Hermione she can do it, that she needs to be the stabby stabber this time. She kneels down to stabby stab it. We get our favorite chittering noise. I mentioned that. And then a hilarious, I'm sorry to say this, maybe this is why we're a filthy podcast, a hilarious O face from Voldemort when she does stab it. Like throws his head back with
it. It does have an O face, doesn't it? Yeah, this is why no one will collab with us.
Because we're filthy whores. So he's flash of Voldy to see that. I said, then we get this weird, angry, twisty Voldy water snake that chases Ron and Hermione for a minute and then just splashes them. I said, water park style.
Yeah.
Like doesn't knock them down, just splashes them. So I had a quick side note to you. I said, why is Voldemort always using elements to make the death of his Horcrux known? Like he uses.
Oh, that's a really good point. Yeah.
Like wind, he uses water. Later we'll see him in fire. I'm like, so is this, but like you think when a Horcrux dies, you don't want to make a big show of it. He's like, if I'm going down, I will make sure you know my little soul piece is going down. Like, why so dramatic?
Yeah. They had to make it big. They had to make something happen in these moments. With each one. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I guess I see that. Just
even though they like, if we were gonna be true to the book, it isn't that big of a deal. Like it's a big deal, but it's not like a big hurrah that happens in that, like it breaks.
It's the shell of the object. It's the object that's being destroyed as well as the piece of his soul. Yeah, okay. Anyway, so twisty water Voldy snake splashes them with water.
Splashy, splashy.
This seems to be the perfect time for them to make out. And they do, and it's awkward, and then they pull apart and giggle. And that's
heteros are incorrigible.
I'm not enjoying this. I'm not liking this. This is not, it doesn't feel, it feels exactly like when Harry and Ginny kiss. I feel nothing and I feel kind of awkward watching these children kiss and I don't want it. I said, why is this romantic? This a romantic moment? I don't get it.
But it, had to happen at some point, right?
I guess. I liked it better in the book. where he's like, Ron suggests that they let the Hell Selves know what's going on, so the Hell Selves have a chance to escape, and Hermione throws her arms around him and kisses him, and Harry has to be like, can we hold it in just a little bit longer?
Look, you guys are great. Love this for you.
Awesome. So happy.
Priorities.
Kind of world crumbling around us. Gotta go. Anyway, so that's the end of this chunk for this week. I got a couple of questions for you.
Ooh, I want to know.
What would you cast protective spells around and keep safe in this chunk?
Ooh, I'm going with the protective dome around the castle. Oh. The CGI for the dome is really cool.
I kind of thought so too. It kind of reminded me of like when they show you in like medical videos, neurons.
And like for sure.
Connections in the brain and stuff. Like it's kind of cool and electrical looking.
What are you going to keep?
I wrote the dead basilisk skeleton because this is a fun throwback.
Yeah, that is funny. The idea that in 5 years it has decayed entirely to a skeleton is very funny to me. I love it.
I'm like, good for them. What would you whoosh away like angry Rowena Ravenclaw with all her whooshing?
Wow, you're right on with your questions today because I said the ring version of Helena Ravenclaw, but I like the Lord of the Rings version better. That's a better reference.
Did you see that clip? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do know what you're talking about, actually. Surprisingly, even though I have not seen all of those movies all the way through.
I think it's kind of like a famous moment where they're like, oh, she's tempted and she's losing her shit. I'm like, right.
Yeah.
But we're caught fight
a nickel. No. What are you going to whoosh away?
I don't think I wrote one. Hold on.
Oh, no.
I really didn't write one.
Just say it really quietly.
Okay. Oh, the absence of the story of the Bloody Baron and the diadem.
Yeah, that's a real loss.
Finding it in Albania. Like, that could have been, we sat here doing this dumb fucking conversation for two scenes. Like, we could have thrown that story in there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's a bummer. I have to agree with you there. That's a huge shortcoming in my opinion.
Yeah. But anyway, that was this chunk. Want to get into the battle a little bit more next week?
Oh my God, I can't wait. So everybody, make sure that you're following us on the Instagram, on the TikTok, on the YouTube, so you know what's up. Make sure you rate and review us wherever you get your podcast. We are winding down here. We are like, not officially, but almost officially halfway through the last season.
Yeah.
Wild. But okay. We'll be here next week to talk about more Harry Potter. I love you and I'll see you there.
Okay, bye.
Bye.